Angie.
Are you free still? I know we're playing phone tag.
Did you get the message that I called back again?
That one I got. Not the guy.
That
whoever
one you
the
got.
Guy was, I did hear.
Yeah.
Would you remember his name if I said it?
It was a very short little name, yeah.
Mick, Mike, Nick, Sam, Scott, Tom.
Well,
I think that's everybody.
Bell.
Oh, I know, Dustin. That's
no.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, Garrett. That's it.
No.
Oh,
none of them are ringing a bell, but it's probably one of the ones with the one syllable. But he said that. I think you were on the phone.
Yeah, that's fine.
And
as long as I got
you. Let him know that I called. Yeah. So,
okay.
Yeah, I know it's all fine. But
and those other ones you're going to get back tomorrow, right? At New York City.
The jewelry that I have.
Yeah.
Is going to be returned tomorrow. Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Anything else? Anybody asking for anything?
No, not yet.
Now, what did the doctor say? What's happening?
Yeah, I just got off the phone with the neurologist a little while ago. Oh, it's not sounding good. I was in the hospital again last night for lightheadedness.
What?
Yeah,
oh,
it, was,
no.
It wasn't a big deal. It was nothing, really.
Okay, well, good to
Saturday,
check it out.
Saturday, I was lightheaded, and yesterday I was more lightheaded than I was on Saturday for a good 5 hours where, I mean, I wasn't dizzy. I was lightheaded. You know, I walked fine. I did everything. I didn't slow me down. I mean, I did things slower, but didn't stop me from doing anything.
Right.
But then my friend, who's a nurse in Columbia Presbyterian in the ICU, said to me, "You should go to the emergency room.
Yeah,
can't
absolutely.
Play games with this." Yeah. So I went, and I was there from like 6 o'clock till midnight. It was crazy.
Oh.
They forgot about me.
Oh
they,
no.
The guy's like. I said, I was waiting for the doctor to come in and talk to you. I said, she was here hours ago.
Oh, geez.
He's like, I'm really sorry. He apologized. But anyway, they didn't find anything wrong. The lady said to me, if you get lightheaded again and it's with another symptom, then come to the emergency room. Otherwise, she said, it's not a concern. It's just
okay.
This neurologist said to me, now, he goes, I should check with my cardiologist, but they just checked my heart. My pressure is good, so I'm not worried about being late. It's just all part of being 65. That's all I can figure.
Oh,
so,
yeah, I get that way.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so I'm not worried about that. But I was there. But anyway, since I had him on the phone, I said to him, somebody from your office called last week and mentioned about a stent, and he said, yeah. He goes, your artery is really has such a slim opening, and he goes. In my opinion, that's the most important artery in the body. And when I Google it, that doesn't come up, but
right.
That's the way he sees it as a neurologist.
Right.
And I said, you're making it sound like it got worse. He goes, my opinion, it's the same. He goes, but the radiologist seems to think that it closed up a little more.
Oh,
I'm like, I know, that doesn't make sense because I'm not feeling that. And did I tell you my cholesterol went down to 103?
No, wow.
It was 305 at the time of the stroke. And then with the statins and the no-fat diet, down to 103 in 8 weeks. That's like crazy.
Yeah.
So it's hard to believe that this artery closed up more. I don't see how that could be.
Right.
I mean, if it caused problems at 90%, I think if it closed up more, it would have caused another problem.
So
anyway,
is there a plan or?
The plan now is to see the neurosurgeon on Friday and see what she has to say. And then I have an appointment at NYU Neurology on December 10th. I made that appointment yesterday.
Right.
For the backup, for the second opinion. So I have both of those. But I said to him, you know, how do you feel if I don't get the operation? He goes, you're looking at another stroke. He goes, and I'm not talking 20 years away. He goes, I said, but it's risky to get this done. He goes, it is risky. He says, you can have another stroke while it's being done. Okay. Either way, it's not good.
What's your daughter?
I called her, and then I was getting phone calls, and I told her I'd call her back. She said, right now she doesn't know what to say. She got a little panicky. Did you ask this? Did they explain about the TIA and da-da-da? I'm like, nobody explained anything. She was getting a little panicky. So I'd love for her to drive down and be with me on Friday, but I don't know if I should push that or not, to see the doctor. And then she can ask all the questions she wants. We do the phone call thing. I did that with the last two visits. I listen to everything, talk, and then I say, can you talk to my daughter? And then she gets to ask what she wants. But that's it.
Yeah.
So,
well, I keep you in my prayers every day. There's going to be a miracle.
Thank you. I liked what a Hasidic Jew said to me. I don't know if I told you this already.
Oh, yeah, you did. Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, he did a miracle, he'll do another miracle. You know, most people believe this was God. I have a guy that is a Jehovah's Witness, and he used to come in to witness to me, and he gave up a long time ago. So now he comes in, we talk about food. Now we go out to lunch like twice a year, and he gave up talking to me about God. We just get along. But I told him what happened, and when I said to him, I said, it was God that, you should have seen his eyes. His eyes were saying, no, it wasn't. They don't believe in miracles.
Oh,
like,
of course
at all.
Not. No way.
That's terrible.
Isn't it?
Yeah. If he brings up God again, I'm going to be like, the God that you believe doesn't even help people, that you don't think, you don't give any credit to? Why would I join you guys?
Right.
So, the nurse last night, she looked like a real holy roller. Big
right.
Black lady. I could see her jumping up and down in church.
Yeah.
So, I said, you want to hear what happened? She came in. She was like the emergency room doctor that they sent in. I told her the whole story about how God raised me up. You should have seen her eyes. She was loving it, but she can't say anything.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that's her.
Take away
her,
from the medical profession.
Right. But I said to her, you know how I know it was God? I said, because I came back in an instant. I said, if that wasn't God and it was just, you know, I was getting my stuff back, it would be little by little. It'd be like, oh, look, he's starting to move his foot. Oh, he's starting to form words. This was in an instant.
Wow.
I was there, like nothing happened.
Yeah.
That's God. So this is why I don't worry. I'm not worried right now. I'm really, really not worried. But I get a little frustrated with trying to figure it out. I don't want to have to think about this anymore. I don't want to have to think about when I get lightheaded.
Right.
Is it this? Is it that? That's the stuff that's frustrating. But I'm not worried because I know that he's got me. I know that he's got me. So.
Right.
Yep.
Well, thank God for that.
I know you believe.
Oh,
yep.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Yep, for sure. Well, thank God.
Yep.
So let me keep me abreast. I know you're going to return
yep.
those tomorrow. And
yep.
if you need anything, you know where I am.
Yep. Yep. I will call.
Okay, hon. Oh, I know who might have took the call. Was it Bob?
Nothing's ringing a bell.
Okay, I'll figure it out.
We'll hunt them down. We'll,
yeah,
we'll get
I'll
to the bottom.
I'll figure it out.
All right.
Okay, sweetie.
Thank you.
All right.
I'll talk
keep
to you
in my prayers.
Okay.
All right, hon. Bye.
Okay, thanks. Bye.